Good morning, church. This morning's message is being recorded from my home. Jen and I and the kids are currently in isolation for 14 days, having traveled outside of Canada for March break. But I do want you to know we are all doing well, we are healthy, keeping safe, and spending great quality time together. Now, I am really missing going places and seeing people. But this is what I need to do, and we're doing okay. I have a feeling that it'll probably be me that goes crazy first, but we'll see. And thank you to those who have been just dropping off supplies that we need to get through this this time of isolation. Now, I'm sure I'm not the only one that can't wait for our first Sunday morning to be back together, and I'm sure the joy and excitement will be hard to contain. Now, for the next two Sundays, we will be posting on our church website our weekly sermons. So please, tune in. Gather your family together. Find a place where you can all sit and listen to the morning message. They will be recorded from the church, or like for this Sunday, this last Sunday in March, it will be, it's being recorded from my home because I cannot have it recorded from the church due to my isolation. But let me just say, I do miss being with you all and seeing you, not only during our times of worship on Sunday morning, but also just for our weekly gatherings and our programs and our small groups and just connecting. But know this, this too shall end. That's right, this too shall end. We serve an incredible, loving, and gracious God, and He is in control. Great is our Lord. Our God is sovereign. Just take a moment to just think about His goodness and His greatness at a time like this. Our Lord is all-powerful, and He is all-knowing. And I want you to know, wherever you are today, He loves you with an everlasting love. Just take time today to thank Him for His love that endures forever. Isn't our God so good? He has a plan. Even with all that's going on in our world today, God has a purpose and a plan through it all. And if there's one thing I know for sure that needs to come out of this, is for you to get to know Him more. Just spending more time with the Lord in your life. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 11 reminds us that especially at a time like this, we are to declare the goodness and the greatness of God over this earth. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 11 says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all." Let me just take this moment to pray. So wherever you are, if you are joining me in your living room, wherever you're listening to this, let's take this moment to say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My prayer for us today, wherever we are gathered, is that the Holy Spirit will increase in your life, in your personal life, in the life of your family, and in the life of the church, that the Lord would increase in our life an awareness of the wonderful presence of God and His goodness poured out into our life. You know, God knows everything that is going on, and I have no doubt that this global pandemic will bring people together and will draw people closer to God. I pray that it will certainly bring clarity to your life, that as you consider all that's going on in your world, that things will become more clear where you need to spend more time and how much more you need God in your life. I encourage you, focus on Jesus. Keep your focus on Him. Get your eyes on Jesus, friends, and draw closer to Him. It will lead to a life filled with the joy and peace, love, hope, faith, patience, and wisdom that God has blessed us with in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our world is being shaken up. There's no doubt about that. When events like this happen, I don't know about you, but I just pray that it will lead people to God. The people across our community will repent and turn to God for the forgiveness of their sins. This coronavirus is a very real threat to life and has turned our world upside down. And now more than ever do people need to do some real soul and heart searching. Just to consider, what's important in my life? How am I spending my time? Who am I spending my time with? And even for believers, this is a time to just get right with God. If you have become complacent in your Christian life, if you've been neglecting God's word, or even if you have been having a hard time forgiving someone, now's the time to just, with God's help and with God's love filling your heart, love those people by forgiving them. Enough is enough. Let's look to the Lord and not let bitterness or anger or worry even become those chains that enslave us to this world. You know, the Bible even tells us that there will be days of disease and plagues and pestilence that will occur in the end times. You know, there is no way to know if the coronavirus is an actual sign of the end times or just a precursor to what will occur in the end times. My gut feeling is that it is just a precursor. You know, what Revelation 6 verse 8 describes is exponentially worse than what we are currently experiencing. Let me read this verse to you. Revelation 6 verse 8 says, let me read it to you. If you have your Bibles, I hope you have your Bibles with you this morning. And I want to read this passage to you. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. You know, for believers in Jesus Christ, these are not days to be in despair or fear. Even for what lies ahead, as biblical prophecy warns, we know that a day will come when the church will be raptured from this earth. Our loving and gracious God is preparing mansions in glory in heaven for those who have put their trust in Jesus as their Savior. You know, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And John 14, verse 1 to 3, later in this book, John records, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." These are the words of Jesus Christ to you, for each one of us, that we can know and take comfort and assurance that he is preparing a place for us, and that only God knows that time when he will take us to be with him. So wherever you are spending these days, know that the Lord is with you. We have been given a living hope because our Savior lives. So I encourage you, fill your home with praise, prayer, read your Bibles. Take this season of your life to get closer to God and grow in your relationship with Jesus. Do not neglect your spiritual life in these days of social distancing and spending less and less time in public gatherings. And I cannot stress enough how important it is for you, for me, to come daily under the sounding of the scriptures and the gospel message. So listen to sermons if you have them, if you can get to them online or YouTube. Listen to audio versions of the Bible. Read to one another verses and passages in the Bible. Spend time, because you do have lots of it now, being still and listening to God's voice in your quiet time away from people. I challenge you also to memorize verses in the Bible and to read through books of the Bible. Perhaps you can read through one book of the Old Testament and one book in the New Testament at the same time. Personally, right now I'm reading through the book of Philippians in the New Testament and the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. And maybe you could do the same. One thing I love about God is that He never changes. His word never changes. And as one hymn puts it, we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock, which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Praise the Lord, we have an anchor. What a time that we are living in. Our entire province, our nation, this world is going through something that has never happened before. And the new normal that we are adjusting to involves words such as social or physical distancing, isolation, quarantine. Actually, almost an hour ago, I got this civil emergency alert on my phone reminding me, stay inside. And also, there is a lot of fear and panic going around. And there's a lot of worry gripping people in our communities today. Just the changes that people have to get used to, the sacrifices that people are having to make to get through this time. We don't have to turn far to hear about the incredible impact this coronavirus is having at all levels of our society. And there is a lot of uncertainty. We do not know when life will get back to normal and when we will be able to gather again for worship or for activities, events, and programs at the church. But our website will keep you informed on cancellations and we will be able on when we can and will be able to meet again. But don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to call Pastor Lionel or myself if you have any questions. But in the meantime, please let us be in constant prayer for our leaders, our medical professionals, such as nurses and doctors and paramedics who are on the front line caring for people who are suffering from this virus, the COVID-19. But one important question for the church is this: how should Christians respond to pandemic diseases? Well, one of the fruits of the Spirit mentioned, listed in Galatians 5, is peace. Peace. You know, over 300 times in the Bible, we come across those three words, do not fear. Now, as followers of Christ, we should be ambassadors of peace, not fear. Our trust in God should be even more evident when everyone else is freaking out and struggling in fear. Not only has the Holy Spirit given us peace, but also a heavenly supply of joy, faith, love, hope. So let your life and your Christian home be a witness today of the impact that Jesus is having on you. We should have no part in the pandemic pandemonium as we see sweeping across this world. Yes, we should be wise. And I totally agree that we should be discerning and reasonably prepared. Yes, we should take sensible steps to avoid contracting or spreading the disease. But no irrational fear or panic-based decision should have part of our lives. Remember, what is the best cure to worry? What is the best cure to fear? It is trusting in God. And it is holding on to His promises. It is remembering that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Jesus is greater. The Lord is greater than this disease, and He has a plan for your life through it. Get close to Him. Now, this coronavirus is concerning, and it is world-shaking. But as Dr. John Piper writes, all natural disasters are a thunderclap of divine mercy, calling all people everywhere to repent and realign their lives by grace with the infinite worth of the glory of God. So pray fervently, share the good news of God's mercy, rest in His purposes, and then also practically, wipe all counters, wash your hands frequently, and continue to practice social distancing until we are given the green light that things can go back to normal. You know, Psalm 91 has been a great source of comfort to me over this past week, and I've been actually encouraging as many people as I can to read it as part of their daily Bible reading. So I want to right now, and if you could turn in your Bibles, to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. And let me read it to you now and then share some thoughts on it. Let us hear the word of the Lord. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. These are wonderful words of life. They are words of comfort. It is a psalm about God's unfailing protection and powerful protection to his people. These words speak of God as the protector of those who trust in him. They promise that while many will suffer destruction, the one who has trusted in God, who has fled to him for safety, will be delivered. Now, mind you, don't take this psalm as saying that we will not suffer, or we will not get sick, or we will not die, because we will struggle in this world with these realities. But our hope is in the Lord, and he is our source of strength. And we can relate to many of the words used in this psalm today, especially words such as disease, pestilent, plague. These three words stand out the most because of this reality our world is facing. But Psalm 91 is filled with the goodness and power of God. There are great reminders here that he faithfully works on behalf of those who love him. So know that today. If you have your Bibles in front of you, notice all the different names used to describe God. Just look in verses 1 to 2. In verses 1 to 2 it says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. There are four names the psalmist uses for God. Now, before we get to those four names, what names do you use for God? Even have that discussion today. What are names that you use for God throughout your day, throughout your prayer life? I hear many people use names like Father, Lord, Master, Jesus, Almighty, Savior, and Emmanuel. But let's look at the four names that the psalmist uses for God in our passage. In verse 1, we see the name Most High. In Hebrew, this name is Elyon, and it means surpassing all others. Think of the word supreme. That is what Elyon means, above all powers and authority. And so this is the first name that we have here of God, the Most High, our Most High, your Most High. Would you repeat this after me? I live under the protection of the Most High God. Repeat that. I'll say it again. I live under the protection of the Most High God. In verse 1, we also see that God is named Almighty. And in Hebrew, this name is called Shaddai. And the name means all-powerful, omnipotent. Very important characteristics of our God. He is all-powerful. And Almighty God here, we are reminded, can do everything that he has promised. There is no man or other power that can thwart his ways. He is an awesome God. So just as we had done a moment ago, please repeat this after me. I dwell in the shadow of Almighty God. Now in verse 2, his name is called Lord. And in Hebrew, this name is Yahweh or Jehovah. And his name means I am who I am, or I will be who I will be. The significance of these translations show that God is the one who is there for his people always. Always is he the Lord. Is he Lord of your life today? Repeat this after me. The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. Now, the last word that we see in this, in verse 2, the name used for God, is the word God. He is referred to as God. And in Hebrew, this name is Elohim. Elohim is God, the maker of the universe, the supreme creator of all life. And it emphasizes God's power and strength, which is evident in creating from nothing the heavens, the earth, and all that is in them. So in this final name, please repeat this after me. I trust in the God who created all things. Did you say it? Again, I trust in the God who created all things. It's so important. It's so important for you and for me to learn about the names of God and the character of God. And Psalm 91 reminds us about who God is, but it also reminds us of what he provides for us. What does God provide for us? Well, he provides shelter, protection. If you read through this psalm, you'll note that he provides covering. He provides refuge. He is a shield around us. But what does God protect us from? Well, in verses 3 to 6, we learn that he protects us from and will deliver us from the fowler's snare, which is a reference to man-made danger. But God will also protect us from the deadly pestilence, a reference to disease. He will provide for us and protect us from the terror of night, the arrow that flies at midday, the wicked, the enemies that are surrounding us. Many items are listed that God will protect us from. So thank him as you go through this psalm for his protection, even from things that we aren't even aware of that he is protecting us from. But the psalmist's mind, it's not obsessed with these things. Because when you realize who God is, when you know him by name, when you know the kind of protection he provides for you as a child of God, living in his household, you can get your focus off of yourself. You can get your focus off of your fears, and you can get your focus onto others, and most importantly, onto God. For as 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fearfulness, but one of power, of love, and sound judgment. You know, there is great blessing as we seek after God and choose to walk in his ways. You know, in the midst of great darkness in this world and uncertainty, living it all without his truth and freedom, it would be like sinking in a pit of despair. And let me tell you, there is not much hope to be found there. The truth is, this world has been dark for generations since sin first entered the earth. Yet God's reminders are sure. God's promises are strong and true, assuring us that in all that we walk through in this journey, his call for you, for his church, is always to rise above. God reminds us that we are not alone. And though he never says that we won't face hard times, he does say that he'll be with us in it, rescuing us and shining his favor over us. Look to the Lord, friends. Continue to trust in God. Come under the sounding of the gospel and remember that a right relationship with God comes first and only through Christ alone, our Savior. Thank him for being your Savior today and your Lord. I want to close with a prayer. And it's actually a prayer of protection that is based on this psalm. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again today for your love for us. Lord, we pray that you would heal those that are suffering from this virus. And we pray that you would just heal this land, this world of this virus, and bring it to an end. We thank you, God, for your protection and for Psalm 91 that is such a source of comfort for us in these days. Thank you, Lord, for how it teaches us how to pray. Let me pray from Psalm 91. I live in the shelter of the Most High. I am under His shadow. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue me from every trap and protect me from deadly disease. His faithful promises are my armor and protection. I will not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. I will not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at my side, though 10,000 are dying around me, these evils will not touch me. When I open my eyes, I see how the wicked are punished. Because I make the Lord my refuge, because I make the Most High my shelter, no evil will conquer me. No plague will come near my home, for He will order His angels to protect me wherever I go. They will hold me up with their hands, so I won't even hurt my foot on a stone. I'll trample upon lions and cobras. I'll crush fierce lions and serpents under my feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.